Where did your pet choose the worst moment to go number two? Aaron texted us a cute photo of her dog Hazel.
Who looks so innocent. This looks like she's even smiling.
Of course. Says, took our dog for a walk in the neighborhood. Normal. However, something at the end of our walk made us look behind. Saw that Hazel had dropped turds on each stone of the sidewalk for the last half of the block.
Oh, no, no.
She did it all while walking, very sneakily. She was so lazy, she didn't even stop to squat. Needless to say, recruited the kids with plastic bags to help come pick me up and pick up the massive mess.
No. She does it like a horse.
Yeah.
You know, just, I had a dog. I just keep walking.
My dog, Fiona, got to be that way because I used to take her on runs, and she was... She did not care where she was. If she had to go, she had to go.
Well, yeah.
And so sometimes when I was on a run, she would just like she'd shoot little missiles out while we were going.
Okay, so she and wouldn't stop either.
Yeah, she wouldn't stop either.
Okay.
And so
she understood the assignment. We're not stopping.
Yeah, and so Dougal, my new dog, on the other hand, is very modest and will only go in his own yard.
Okay. Oh.
So he does not go number one or number two anywhere other than his own yard.
It's like poo break.
He is. And so
so like my yard is my comfort zone. I'm not going in these strange yards.
And so it caught me off guard yesterday when I was running with him and he pulled up quick and I was like, wait. What do you, because I don't typically then even take bags with me anymore.
Oh, because you know he's going to wait until he gets home?
Yeah, he's modest.
Okay.
He's the goodest boy.
Huh, that got kicked out of doggy daycare. That's another story, though.
That's another story. But he pulled up, and I was like, and so I had to, like, inspect the ground and see. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh,
and so.
It. And you didn't have anything.
No, I didn't. So I had to, like, run away, get bags, because they have bags at the park that I was at.
Okay.
And that's come good. Back to it. But then it's like you need to try to explain you to the people who witnessed all of it. Oh, hey, I'll be back.
He's running away.
I'll be back.
Is he just going to leave that there?
All right. Danielle said I was bridesmaid walking down the aisle. The rest of the bridal party. My dog, the bestest ring bearer ever.
Oh, no.
Looking adorable until about halfway down the aisle.
No.
You already know where this is going.
No.
He stopped, squatted, dropped a fresh one right on the runner.
Oh,
right in front of Grandma.
No.
Photographer still tagged me in the photo.
Of course. And then they're looking at you
that
like,
did great.
You make sure that he went potty before the ceremony?
And it's like, yes.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Again, dogs are going to dog.
Nerves.
Yeah. He was a ring bearer. He had a big
exactly.
job.
He's like, oh, this is, everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
Tim says, moving into a new place, trying to impress neighbors. Dog sniffed one of them, wagged his tail, pooped in their flower bed.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That is embarrassing.
Not even in the yard.
That is embarrassing, too,
it's
when
a flower bed.
When like the neighbors are on their porch and you're walking your dog and your dog decides to take a big one right
and
there.
And they're watching you.
And you're like, I'm going to clean it up.
Bag.
I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to clean it up.
You're not even going to notice.
I'm going to clean it up.
Carrie says, I was working from home, giving a presentation to my boss and her boss.
Uh-huh.
My dog casually strolled into frame, turned around, did the deed right behind me. Someone unmuted and said, well, that's one way to review your performance.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Dog was like, hey, you've been on this call a long time. I've had to go for a while now. Laura said, I was on a first jog in weeks. Just trying to feel good about myself. My dog chose a crowded intersection to do his business. I had no bags,
no.
Single Starbucks napkin.
Oh.
I had to pick it up like I was defusing a bomb. Someone clapped.
Oh, great.
All right,
at least they understood that
they understood.
You were going the extra mile. Mike took my well-behaved lab into a pet-friendly hardware store.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've seen that before.
He waited until I was asking an employee about paint swatches, then pooped in aisle 12. I apologize. And the guy said, don't worry. That's why we stopped selling rugs.
Yeah, I mean, of all the places, like a hardware store, there's going to be plenty of cleaning supplies.
Probably.
That's for sure. Yeah. Where did your dog or animal choose the worst moment to go number two? get to one more from Jessica. Thought I was being cute bringing my golden doodle to the local farmer's market. Oh, yeah.
Farmer's market, sure.
Yeah. He waited until we were in the middle of the crowd, sniffed out organic apples, and pooped right next to the local honey stand.
Organic.
Yep. Vendor just said, well, guess he's regular.
Absolutely.
Sure is.
Sign of a healthy dog right there.
Healthy dog. Yeah, again, you know what? They don't care.
No.
Dogs are going to dog.
It's not like children where you say, okay, does anybody need to go to the bathroom before you leave?
Now, I will say
get
that
it taken care of.
I have gotten my dog Dougal trained to understand the word potty.
Okay.
I'll be like, all right, go potty. Go potty.
Yes.
Go potty. Now, and he's like, all right, fine,
Dad. You decipher because I say pee-pee and poo-poo.
No, see, I just say potty, and he typically only goes number one.
My little shysters like to try to split up the tasks to get a treat after each one.
Oh, because you give them treats every time they go out.
Yes. So, yes, they do one. They try to come in. I'm like, you need to go poo-poo. And they're like, dang it. And they turn around, right back around.
She's on to us.
Then they do the second one. Like, okay, now you've earned the treat.
All right.
Yes.
That's funny. Good stories.